Coca-Cola got a good bit of attention last month when it announced it was going into the milk business. And not just any milk, nutritious reformulated super milk.
It's like they got Frankenstein to lactate.
Stephen Colbert made fun of Coke's new milk on his show.
And if this product doesn't work out, they can always reintroduce Milk Classic.
But in fact, the idea for this product didn't come from Coke. It was originally the brainchild of some people who run a huge high-tech dairy farm in Indiana, a farm that is also a theme park. NPR's Dan Charles went for a visit.
Driving south from Chicago toward Indianapolis on I-65, just when the flat, endless fields have lulled you into an unthinking stupor, Americana alert. There's a tank truck parked like a billboard alongside the road. Painted on it, the cryptic words, "We dare you to exit 200. A few hundred yards later, another tank truck billboard, "We double dare you." And then a third tank with two huge fiberglass cows mounted on top of it. It's an invitation to America's one and only mega dairy tourist attraction.
Well, good morning. I want to welcome you to Fair Oaks Farms. This is one of the largest farms in the United States.
Terry Tracy is my guide to Fair Oaks Farms. The whole operation, he explains, covers 16,000 acres. There are 37,000 cows divided among 11 separate milking locations. At the visitor center, there's a small amphitheater where you can watch through a glass wall as cows give birth. A small bus takes visitors to the working part of the farm, right down the middle of a barn that's almost 500 yards long.
The cows are not confined within the pens. They pick their own bed, eat and drink whatever they want, and move around freely.
We see cows eating, standing around, mostly lying in their stalls on beds of sand. We stop at the so-called milking parlor and watch from a balcony as the cows, one by one, step onto a huge rotating turntable to be milked. Sensors identify each cow, and computers record how much milk she's producing.
Take a look. They're calm, cool, collect. Exactly what these farmers want them to be.
Fair Oaks is the frontier of dairying. The people who run this place are so ambitious, they're even changing the milk itself, in partnership with Coke. It's an idea that began years ago when two of the founders of Fair Oaks, Mike and Sue McCloskey, were running a big dairy in New Mexico. They ran into a problem with bad water and had to buy some expensive membranes to filter out impurities. Sue McCloskey says it got them thinking, what could filters do with milk?
Is there something else that we can do with this milk to give it a premium value that we're not thinking about?
They realized filters can divide raw milk into its different parts, protein, lactose, minerals, water, and then you can put the parts back together, but in different proportions. You can make a new recipe for milk, maybe even a better one.
And I remember sitting down with Mike and we were talking about this, and I told him, listen, if you can make a milk that for me as a woman, I could get all of my calcium and a bunch of my protein in one glass or one serving. I mean, holy mackerel, that would be the most awesome thing.
And they created it, a kind of milk with extra protein and calcium, but no lactose. One supermarket chain in Texas sells it as Mootopia. It tastes like a slightly thicker, richer version of milk. Now Coca-Cola is on board. It has joined forces with Fair Oaks Farms and the cooperative that owns it, Select Milk Producers. Together, they're launching that line of milk-derived milk alternatives next month. Dan Charles, NPR News.